Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? Always on the move, never really stopping to catch our breath. We're bombarded with information, expectations, and just plain noise all day long. It's no wonder so many of us are feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and disconnected. But here's the thing. We have a secret weapon against all that chaos. Our own minds. That's right, folks, self-reflection and mindfulness can be your anchor in the storm. Think about it like this. Your mind is like a garden. If you don't tend to it, things start to grow wild and unruly. Weeds of anxiety, negativity, and doubt take over. But with a little care and attention, you can cultivate a beautiful space of peace, clarity, and self-awareness. That's what we're diving into today. Creating a safe space for self-reflection and mindfulness practice. Sounds pretty profound, right? But trust me, it's simpler than you think. It's not about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting, Om, although that can be nice. It's about carving out intentional moments in your day to connect with yourself, truly listen to your thoughts and feelings, and nurture your inner landscape. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Silence is golden. Ever noticed how our brains just keep racing? We're constantly bombarded with information, from the news, social media, even those internal chatterboxes we call thoughts. Taking time for silence, even just a few minutes each day, can be incredibly powerful. It gives your mind a chance to settle down, process what's going on, and tap into that wellspring of creativity and calm within you. 2. Listen to your inner voice. We often get so caught up in the external noise that we forget about our own intuition. But that quiet voice inside knows things. It has wisdom, guidance, and insights that can help us make better decisions, navigate challenges, and live more authentically. So, how do you listen? Start by simply paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. What are they telling you? 3. Journaling, your brain's best friend. Think of journaling like a conversation with yourself, but on paper. It allows you to process emotions, work through problems, and gain clarity on what's truly important. Don't worry about grammar or perfect sentences. Just let your thoughts flow freely. 4. Body awareness is key. We often neglect our physical selves in the rush of everyday life. But our bodies are incredible instruments that hold a wealth of information. Pay attention to how you feel, physically, emotionally, mentally. Are you tense, relaxed, energized? By becoming more aware of your body's signals, you can learn to identify stressors and cultivate healthier habits. 5. Practice gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but taking a moment to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our perspective entirely. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a few moments to savor a delicious meal or the warmth of the sun on your skin. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed at work, deadlines looming, emails piling up, and that ever-present sense of, I need to do more. Instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, take 5 minutes for yourself. Step away from your desk, find a quiet space, even the restroom will do, and close your eyes. Focus on your breath, inhale slowly, exhale deeply. Notice any tension in your body and consciously release it. Think about 3 things you're grateful for at work. Maybe a supportive colleague, a challenging project that keeps you engaged, or even just your comfy chair. Let those feelings of gratitude wash over you. Now, take a few moments to visualize yourself calmly tackling those deadlines, one by one. So, there you have it, creating a safe space for self-reflection and mindfulness doesn't have to be complicated. It's about making small, intentional choices throughout your day to prioritize your well-being. Remember, the key is consistency. Even 5 minutes of dedicated self-care can make a world of difference. And hey, if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, remember, I got your back. Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words today. Leave a review and let me know what resonates with you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.